May the Lord keep us and all our brothers and sisters in Christ this day. Amen. Lepers were intentionally separated from their communities out of fear, and people were afraid of catching the disease and thus becoming unclean and thus exiled out of town themselves. And lepers, they had to stay outside of the city limit, and this kept them away from their families, their friends, the life they once had. They couldn't get too close to people, so they often stood near traffic waves so that they could ask people for alms. And the only way back into their communities, back to their families, friends, and the lives they had, was to be declared clean by a priest. So when the 10 lepers see Jesus, they get really excited because they have heard the stories that Jesus can raise people from the dead and make people healed. And they're hoping that maybe Jesus will heal them too. So they cry out, "Master, have mercy on us. Master, have mercy on us." And this gets Jesus to stop and to turn towards them. And he looks at them. He looks at each of them. And then he says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And amazingly, they do. They start heading toward the city in search of a priest. And as they go, they are healed of their leprosy. But one man, as he's walking, he looks down at his hands and he sees that he's been cured. And we can only imagine what he must have felt in that moment when he saw that he was healed. But we do have some clues. Because he turns and he runs back to Jesus, and he gets on his knees and he prostrates himself on the ground, and with a voice that had to have been full of gratitude, he says thank you to Jesus. And what we see happening is the physical movement from being on the outside to being near to Jesus, from being outside to inside the village. We see movement from separation to wholeness. We see movement from separation to grace, to gratitude. Who are our lepers of today? Who does our society say we should cast out? What does Jesus show us instead? Jesus shows us, he lets us into the story by modeling for us what to do. We get to experience here between Jesus and the lepers, and one in particular, but we get to experience, it's like those moments when we look at people we love, and when they look back at us, I know the exact emotion in our eyes because it radiates out from us. It becomes tangible, touchable, known. And as these moments linger, we move differently within the world until eventually the world comes colliding back into our consciousness. And this got me thinking about something I had read from Joan Chittister. She's an American Benedictine nun. In her book, Wisdom Distilled from the Daily, it's a passage that goes, "Two ideas work against our consciously contributing to a better world. The idea that we can do everything, or the conclusion that we can do nothing to make the globe a better place to live in. Both are temptations of the most insidious form. One leads to arrogance, the other to despair. The fact is that we can, however, be mindful of our own worlds, and so perhaps make others more mindful of theirs. Somehow mindfulness recognizes that small actions are global in their scope and meaning. It creates a knowing that the world has become an interlocking village. And in the midst of all of this, our spirituality requires us to go through life taking back 1 inch of the planet at a time, until the Garden of Eden grows green again. Mindfulness sees everything as one. The people of the earth, the resources of the earth, each of them is to be used in ways that do not injure any of the others. Each of them is to be cared for well. Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring hard things or of ignoring the plight of others, because gratitude helps us walk right into the good and the bad without losing hope and without losing compassion. Gratitude helps us to appreciate what we have and reorients us by focusing on what we have instead of what we think we lack or what we think we can't do. It removes fatalistic thinking and replaces it with hope. And I'd like to end with a prayer from Ted Loader's book, Gorillas of Grace. Lord, so many things skitter through my mind, and I give chase to gather them and to hold them up in a bunch to you. But they go this way and that, and while I go that way and this. So gather me up instead and bless what eludes my grasp, but not yours. Trees and bees, fireflies and butterflies, roses and barbecues, and people. Lord, the people. Bless the people, birthday people, giving birth people, being born people, conformed people, dying people, dead people, hostaged people, banged up people, held down people, leader people, lonely people, limping people, hungry people, surfeited people, indifferent people, first world people, second world people, third world people, one world people, your people, all people. Bless them, Lord. Bless what eludes my grasp, but not yours. Amen.